Are we recording it? Is that why you want it on the mic? Is that what it is? Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. So everyone's going to hear the words. What's your name, sweetheart? Megan. Father, Lord, I just thank you for Megan, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for bringing her here tonight. And we thank you for that word of life right now. That word of exhortation. Megan, the Lord says he loves you very much. And the Lord says that often you're very hard on yourself. But he doesn't want you to be that way anymore. The Lord says he receives you. He loves you. He's with you. He's cheering you on. The Lord says he's going to shift some things around for you. There's been some friends that you've had that haven't been good cheerleaders. In fact, they've been quite negative. And the Lord says he's shifting some things. He says, don't be afraid of even being alone. He says, because you're not really alone. He says, you don't need a whole lot of friends. He says, you need just a good few friends. And he says, he's going to bring those your way. And he says, forgive yourself because I've already forgiven you. He says, I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for a worshiper and a lover of me. And he says, you are that. You're a worshiper in your heart. And your heart is very tender before me. And you so desire to please me and to do well. And I want you to know that you are. And I love you. And I'm pleased with you, says the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for Megan. Lord, we just bless her now. Why don't you prophesy over him?